This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com, for the coolest hockey shirts that you can't find anywhere else. You won't find them anywhere else because they're only available online at ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. So by the time that this podcast is over, you're going to know a lot of new things. You're going to know what we think of the game-winning goal last night by way of video breakdown. There's a link in the show notes. Be sure to check those out. You'll know exactly what we thought of everybody's performance on the ice last night, including Varley, Dutchie, Landy, Mitchie, all of them, everyone. And if that wasn't enough, we got inspired and created some art last night called The Great Greginko. Check out the show notes. It'll make sense.
Shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
Gabriel Landeskog was quoted as saying, "Yeah, baby, yeah," when he scored the game-winning goal last night on an epic comeback from the Colorado Avalanche. What was so epic about it? Well, we scored the first goal of the game, which means that we should have had a much better game than we did, but then we gave up some cheap ones. We gave up some goals that we would definitely want back, and then we came back from two down, pulled our goalie, scored a goal, and then we came back and won it in overtime right as overtime was ending. We don't do good in overtime, but now we do. Exactly how that goal went down, you're going to want to tell your grandkids when you're old, senile, and insane. And if you want to see what we think about it and how we think it went down, check out the show notes, look at the video that we put in there, and the breakdown of what's happening on the ice when this goal is scored. Now, to quote the band 3LW, the player's going to play, and most of the players came to play last night. Andreas Martinsson continues to be a large man, and he's playing large and in charge kind of hockey out there right now. He's not a big guy that sort of bumps into people. He runs people over, and he makes them wish that he hadn't done that. That's a really good thing if you're a hockey player, and that's a really good thing to have on your hockey team. I think he's going to be around for a while. He might even buy a permanent residence here in Colorado, because I think he is on this team until he gives a really good reason not to be on this team. Another player who is absolutely playing his game right now is Matt Duchene. Matt Duchene is a great player when he brings great effort. Matt Duchene did something last night that I didn't think he could do. He didn't go for a highlight reel goal. He didn't go for something too fancy, not even get the puck on net. He put a good enough shot on net. He put a backhand on the goalie and then went flying into the boards. Had no idea that he'd even scored off the goalie's shoulder right up over into the net until he got up and went, "Yeah, baby." It was awesome. And this is what Matt Duchene needs to do. He needs to use everything he has to get that puck on net. Don't worry about the highlight reel stuff. Just play your game, bro. Keep the effort coming. And then something else happened that I didn't think that I would see happen anytime soon. I had heard plenty of great things about Greginko. He's a great player, he really is, and he's getting better with responsibility and all that, but I kept hearing about all the skill that he had, and last night he showed us. He showed us what he can do when he drives the net, gets his head up, and buries the puck. He put it right over the left shoulder of the goaltender, scored us a goal that even Wah was impressed with, and Wah's not impressed with much these days. So inspired were we that I created some art last night. If you go and you look on Facebook or you look in the show notes of this show, you'll find a poster of The Great Greginko. It's based off of some ICP stuff. It's an old band. You probably wouldn't like it, but the link's there if you want to check out the song that I got stuck in my head the second that he scored that inspired the poster that we put up there that nobody gets. It's great stuff. Check it out. As the story typically goes, big problems create big opportunities. So a big problem exists right now for Eric Johnson, who is ill. He's going to get better. We don't know what it is. It's a lower body issue. It could be a toenail issue. It could be a knee. Who knows? It's hockey. It's a lower body issue. Either way, he's out for like 12 games, and we brought in a new guy named Botnarchuk. As you may have guessed from the song that we got stuck in our head when Grigo scored, sure, yeah, we absolutely did how much wood could a Botnarchuk chuck if a Botnarchuk couldn't chuck wood, because it's funny, and we also put that graphic on Facebook, so go check out Facebook, you'll love it. Anyways, we were talking about EJ and the lack of EJ. So EJ's going to get better, but Botnarchuk gets his chance to go and play some hockey for the Colorado Avalanche. He went from going to the AHL to playing on the second line with arguably our best defenseman on the ice. So to have too much of an opinion of a guy's game on his first game, less than 24 hours from finding out that he was going to this team, would be kind of silly. But I will say this, he didn't do anything that really pissed me off, and he didn't do anything that really wowed me. And that's pretty good for your first game when you were already on your way to the AHL. I can't quite get over how crazy the life is of a hockey player. I mean, this guy was being demoted, essentially, going someplace he'd never been before, told to get his stuff back off the plane, wait there until somebody told him where he was actually going to go. It turns out to be an NHL team who was on the up right now, I'd say. We're only 2 points out of the playoffs. Oh, and by the way, you need to be impressive because you're replacing our best defenseman, arguably, of course. Welcome to the life of a hockey player. Last but not least, a guy who we mention all the time because he's always playing good hockey, but he's not just playing the role of an energy guy, which is his role. He's playing an energy guy role with a lot of skill. His name is Skilly, and he is amazing. His effort every single night, his want, his compete, his physical size, his silky hands, all of these things lead me to believe that he's going to be an Avalanche player for quite a while to come. And the bonus on this is actually that he's already a mature player. The guy is in his late 20s right now, going into his prime, and he is a great find. So kudos to the Avalanche, coaching staff, scouts, whoever came up with this guy, do more of that. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Go check them out. You're going to love them. They're cool. You're cool. Get together. Be ice cold. Stay awesome.